Seagate Barracuda Pro 14 terabyte review. Pushing the hard drive limits yet again by John L. Jacoby in PC World on September 12th. More space, faster sustained speeds. There's nothing not to like about Seagate's latest platter spinner. Will hard drives ever hit a capacity limit? Perhaps, but they haven't yet. Case in point, Seagate's new $580 14 terabyte Barracuda Pro and the new Iron Wolf Pro, which adds yet another 2 terabytes of capacity and 10 megabits per second of sustained throughput to the breed. Who needs 14 terabyte, you scoff? Well, with more and more video being shot in 4K or 4K UHD and 8K UHD right around the corner, there's definitely a market for these vast bastions of bits. If your plans are less grandiose, or if you can wait for the 14 terabyte to hit stores, it's not quite available yet, no problem. This drive comes in flavors from 12 terabytes, $480 on Amazon, to a modest 2 terabytes, $120 on Amazon, and several capacities in between. Note that the lower capacity 8 terabyte, 6 terabyte, 4 terabyte, and 2 terabyte drives offer less aerial density and fewer platters, and Seagate's performance claims decrease progressively, albeit modestly to around 195 megabits per second for the 2 terabyte drive. That's still far faster than hard drives of yore. Features vary by model as well, so peruse the 3.5-inch Barracuda Pro spec sheets at Seagate's website before you buy. Specs and design. The Barracuda Pro 14TB is 3.5-inch hard drive, spinning at 7,200 RPM and sporting 256 megabytes of onboard cache. The interface is SATA 6 gigabytes per second, and the drive employs PMR, parallel magnetic recording, to pack in the bits. It's filled with helium to reduce drag, and it's said to draw 6.9 watts spinning, about 4.9 watts when idle, and less than a watt when asleep. Seagate warranties the Barracuda Pro for hefty 5 years. And there are 2 years of Seagate rescue data recovery included. That's the salient difference between the Barracuda Pro and the NAS-oriented Iron Wolf Pro and the plain Iron Wolf 14TB, which leaves you on your own for recovery. Recent studies suggest hard drive failure isn't as prevalent as it used to be, and we certainly hope the drive doesn't fail within 2 years, but it's a nice perk. Beyond that, the Barracuda Pro is your everyday hard drive in size and appearance. Okay, the stylized image of a Barracuda is interesting, at least for the amount of time it will actually be visible before you install it in your PC or device. Performance. The Barracuda Pro 14TB is a bit faster than its 12TB predecessor, about 10 megabits per second to be precise. The increase in capacity is due to an increase in aerial density. If the bits are closer together, all other things being equal, you should be able to read them a bit faster, given the same rotational pace. There wasn't a whole lot of variance in our tests, as SSD, Crystal Disk Mark, and the 20GB copy test all said around 260 megabits per second reading-writing. Good stuff. You can stream all but the most demanding video, like raw 2160p high-bit color, from a single Barracuda Pro 14TB. RAID 0 striping might be in order for video pros that do deal with raw video types. With all hard drives, transfer rates vary according to where the data is in the platter. As the outer sectors are filled, speeds may drop as the inner sectors come into play. With the relatively small amounts of data we used, this phenomenon didn't show up. The Barracuda Pro 14TB ran only mildly warm during our tests, and it's relatively quiet. Head seeks are audible, but buried in a system those sounds shouldn't bother many users. If you really want a total noise blackout, it's SSDs or the highway. Big stuff, big hard drive. Hard drives aren't sexy, but they remain relevant because of capacity and their super low price per gigabyte. If you have a lot of stuff, run your computer off an SSD and store the big stuff on a hard drive. If it's a lot of stuff, use the Seagate Barracuda Pro 14TB or its Iron Wolf cousins. Western Digital has a 14TB drive, but it's enterprise only at this point. Note, consider pairing large hard drives in a mirrored RAID 1 array, if what you're storing is important to you. Data recovery is nice, but not 100% guaranteed.